This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Testimony before Congress will pose difficult questions on the life issue. Yet addressing legal problems for Planned Parenthood, attorney James Bopp of the National Right to Life Committee will point out to Congress how even very permissive federal laws were ignored to get the kind of evidence the video investigation has turned up. Pro-life legislators are haggling over how to pass the best bill to make progress for the pro-life cause. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and South Carolina Representative Mick Mulvaney are willing to shut the government down in order to defund Planned Parenthood. Others, like Representative Diane Black of Tennessee, appreciate the sentiment but say there are more effective ways. One option that would still face veto is to attach Planned Parenthood defunding to a bill that would need only 51 votes in the U.S. Senate, and approach the defunding of Obamacare as well. This is Life News Radio.
Misogyny, in its truest form, is a culture that pretends to empower women with birth control, abortion, and childless careers. It claims to free women by encouraging the destruction of their very bodies and feminine spirits. Real love of women, real feminism, accepts fertility, childbearing, breastfeeding, and motherhood as gifts to the health of society and honors the women who choose these things. Lighting the way to a culture of life, theguidingstarproject.com.
Women's health care will be vastly improved if Planned Parenthood is defunded, so says one pro-life researcher in an editorial at lifenews.com. Ready to take the extra funding are federally certified women's services clinics, 20 times more numerous and 20 times more available to women than Planned Parenthood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.